王小波在这个黄金时代中啊
Wang Xiaorobo during this golden age
曾经写过一段关于云南腌牛的描述
I once wrote a description about pickled beef from Yunnan
就是兽医将锤子啊将这个牛的阴囊一锤牛呢
The veterinarian hit the bull's scrotum with a hammer
他就慢慢的跪了下去
He slowly knelt down
然后那些牛挨了锤子之后呢
Then, after those cows were hit with the hammer,
先是疼得发狂
First, it was pain, and then it went crazy.
挣扎、吼叫和流血
Struggle, roar, and bleeding.
过一天他就老实了呀
In a few days, he will be fine.
不再发情
Stop mating.
也不乱跑
Don't run around.
眼睛里的光彩就慢慢消失了。
A light in his eyes gradually disappeared.
变得温顺沉默。
Become meek and quiet.
只要你给他草吃。
As long as you give him grass.
那他就安安静静站着忍。就
Then he just stood there quietly.
就是已经从一头牛变成了另外一头牛。
It's already turned from one head to the other.
这人也一样哈。
Actually, people are the same too.
年轻的时候总是充满了激情。
When I was young, I was always full of passion.
充满了对未来的憧憬。
Full of anticipation for the future.
在旺盛的荷尔蒙驱使下，什么活都敢。
In a surge of hormones, everything seems possible.
闯什么事都敢干。
Dare to do anything.
什么人
？Who?
他都敢惹。
He dares to provoke.
什么规矩也都敢碰。
He dare to violate any rules.
所以说随着这个年龄越来越大呢。
So as people get older.
逐渐被社会上的各种各样的规则和潜规则约束住了手脚。
Gradually constrained by various rules and unspoken rules in society.
逐渐被形形色色的人毒打。
Gradually being beaten by all kinds of people.
慢慢的他就学会了克制自己。
Slowly, he learned to control himself.
后来呢他就以这个高强度的劳作来分散自己的注意力。
Later, he used this intense work to distract himself.
慢慢他就学会了沉默呀。
He gradually learned to be silent.
慢慢的也就失去了对未来的希望。
The slower it goes, the more hope it loses.
然后也就忘记了仇恨了。
I had forgotten the hatred.
偶尔他也挣扎一下。
He sometimes struggles.
但是呢除了平添几分哀嚎。
But besides adding a bit of sorrow.
毫无用处。挣扎到再怎么努力呀。
Useless struggle.How much more effort do I need to put in?
也是徒劳。
Also futile.
最后呢，只能寄情于劳作。
Finally, all I could do was work hard.
最后他也慢慢的变成了另外一个人。
Finally, he gradually transformed into another person.
就像承受了阉割痛苦的这个耕牛，早就已经失去了灵魂了。
Like the bull who has already lost his soul after experiencing the pain of castration.
只剩下无视劳累的躯壳。
Just the shell of a body that ignores fatigue.
这就是很多人沉默的原因哈。
This is the reason why many people are silent.
因为他们早就变成了另外一个人。
Because they had already become someone else.
因为失去希望。
Because of losing hope.
所以遗忘仇恨。
Therefore, forget the hatred.
无论是50后
Whether it's the 50s generation.
60后
60-year-olds.
70后还是80后
70-year-olds or 80-year-olds.
在生儿育女这件事上啊。
When it comes to having children.
都承受过过多的生命之重。
They have all borne too much of life's burden.
最后呢，直到慢慢的失去了太多的东西。
Eventually, I lost too much.
比如说人的尊严。
For example, human dignity.
相互的信任
Mutual trust
家乡的温情
The warmth of my hometown
未来的期望向上的激情
Future aspirations passion
美好的相遇
Wonderful encounters
还有旅行的愉悦以及亲人的友好
There is also the joy of travel and the friendliness of family
因此呢别怪有些人他总害怕哈
So, don't blame those people for always being afraid.
也不要过多的苛责于他们的沉默。
Don't scold them too much for their silence.
因为他们挨过太多的锤。
Because they have endured too many hardships.
承受过太多的致命毒打了。
I've been poisoned too many times.